Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for controversial holidays. I mean, we already have the controversy every October over Columbus Day, right? Which is supposed to be replaced, at least according to Joe Biden, by Indigenous Peoples Day. But they haven't gone through the what they would need to do, which is a resolution of Congress, to change that formally. And as a matter of fact, you now have cities in California, we carried that, where they've apologized because they honored this still legal federal holiday. There's another holiday that had been announced last year, which apparently has also been canceled. And I thought this was important to bring to your attention. Last October, the State Department marked International Pronouns Day in a message posted to its Twitter account. And yes, the United States Department of State has a Twitter account. The would-be holiday is an initiative by transgender identity activists to promote the sharing of people's preferred pronouns. This is, of course, I believe, one of the most obnoxious trends of the current day. I think it was ridiculous to describe people who are Latino or Latina as Latinx. And I think it's ridiculous for people to have to say Michael, preferred pronouns, he, him. Please, really? This year's International Pronouns Day came and went last week without any recognition by the U.S. government at all.
It's a big drama.
There was no tweet. There was nothing. This may be because the department's 2021 tweet, under the direction, presumably, of Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the department's 2021 tweet was roundly mocked online. After the tweet went up on October 20th, 2021, critics pointed out that the State Department was focusing on listing people's gender pronouns in email signatures, and that the article linked to the post discussed the use of gender-neutral pronouns, including those invented for the purpose of catering to left-wing gender ideology proponents. So I guess with the war in Ukraine, the State Department has wisely decided there are more important issues to pursue than honoring International Pronouns Day. Really, International Pronouns Day. Now, that's maybe a trend that is already evaporating. And one of the other trends that maybe could be evaporating before our eyes has to do with this political stalemate that Ronald Brownstein was writing about in The Atlantic, and where he says that American politics today may be both more rigid and more unstable than at any time since at least the Civil War. And what he's talking about is a fact that everybody, I think, recognizes. It's not even fun as much as it used to be or should be to talk about politics with your friends, right? I mean, first of all, there is such a sorting out of people, and I know people who simply will not sit down for a meal or a conversation or a social period of time, nothing, with people who disagree with them on fundamental issues of contemporary politics. And what Brownstein is arguing in his piece is that this is because our politics has been so frozen in place, and that basically for most people if you live in a state like Washington State, where just everything is Democratic as far as the eye can see, well, maybe that'll change a little bit this year. Maybe Tiffany Smiley is the right person to change that. I certainly hope she is. Maybe we have some success at least electing an independent for Secretary of State. We've had Republican Secretaries of State for many years in Washington, like 60. But now a Republican didn't make it to the ballot because too many Republicans were running, and we have the jungle primaries, as you know, where anybody can run from any party. So if you have a bunch of Republicans running, they're at a disadvantage. So right now we have a choice between Julie Anderson, who is an independent, and Steve Hobbs, who is the incumbent Democrat, who was appointed after Kim Wyman resigned and retired. And Ron Bronstein writes, just how few states determine which side prevails? Probably no more than 8, and arguably as few as 6. The list of genuine swing states extends no further than Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And then he adds, with New Hampshire and North Carolina plausibly added to that roster, though at the federal level, New Hampshire measurably leans toward Democrats, and North Carolina measurably leans toward Republicans on the federal level. The parties still dream of occasional statewide wins in other places, say Republicans dreaming of winning in Colorado or Minnesota, and Democrats dreaming of winning in Ohio or Florida. But they know that such victories will require unusual circumstances and very unusual and gifted candidates, who are in short supply, by the way, all across the country. The small band of true swing states holds the balance of power between the massive red and blue blocks that are behaving as if they constitute different nations. 5 states in the small group effectively decided the last presidential election by shifting from Donald Trump in 2016 to Joe Biden in 2020. Arizona shifted, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Almost all of the highly competitive Senate races that will determine control of the Senate this year are unfolding on those 8 most competitive states, too. Partisans who obsessively checked the poll results from those few states in 2020 have found themselves in a political groundhog day, scanning the 538 election outcome probabilities on pretty much the same places 2 years later. 2 years from now in the 2024 presidential contest, they're almost guaranteed to be fixated on those same states again. And then he cites a new book. We'll have the authors on, I'm sure. The book is called The Bitter End, where 3 prominent political scientists describe American politics as calcified, meaning that the majority of voters are firmly locked into support for one party based primarily on their views about cultural and demographic change. But the UCLA political scientist Lynn Vavreck, one of the co-authors, says that equating calcification with stability is a mistake. Being stuck or calcified doesn't mean that we are stuck with one outcome, she said. It means that because of that rough partisan parity, we are stuck on the knife's edge. Anything is tipping these outcomes. Barring a major surprise, next month's election seems guaranteed to extend the longest period in American history when neither party has been able to establish a lasting advantage over the other. If Democrats lose the House or Senate or both, it will mark the 5th consecutive time that a president went into a midterm with united control of Congress and the White House and then lost it. Happened to Bill Clinton in 94, George W. Bush in 2006, Barack Obama in 2010, and Trump in 2018. So where do we go from there? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Michael Medved Show, where I want to invite you to join me on one of the most enjoyable parts of my week. And it's free. It costs you nothing at all. And I'm talking about joining me to participate in a wonderful webinar, which occurs regularly, every 2 weeks. And features my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, and others. and it's live at 3:30 this afternoon Pacific time. That's 6:30 Eastern time if you happen to live on the East Coast, as many of our listeners do. But you can go to barryshore.com /marriage. And basically, this is a very high-level discussion. Sometimes it gets pretty personal. And with fascinating opinions, including my wife, who's the author of 7 books, often about marriage and children. And this is 3:30 this afternoon. Go to barryshore.com /marriage. That's barryshore, S-H-O-R-E, .com /marriage. And I hope you will enjoy the conversation that is available free of charge coming up this afternoon. Please do join me. When you talk about issues about child rearing and the role of children, and basically one of the things they've been going back and forth is, whose children are they after all? Do the children belong to the parents, or do they belong somehow to the state, to the government? And that's an interesting and important topic, but it also goes to some of the fears that people have today that make for these stressful elections that Ron Bronstein was talking about, that we were discussing in his important piece. It's a piece that indicates that because everything is so closely divided, and because in most parts of the country, the statewide level of voting is predetermined. It really is only those 6 states, or you could say maybe by pushing to include North Carolina, which is basically Republican, or New Hampshire, which is basically Democratic, to include those as swing states too. You got 8 states. But if you live in the other 42, basically the elections are kind of irrelevant, and it allows things to get more and more harsh and more ridiculous. There was this Bernie Sanders tape that was put out with "Why are the Democrats screwing up the midterm elections?" I think one of the reasons is they have decided to push this idea that the Republican Party is not only wrong about issues — that's fine, that's normal — but it is not normal to insist that the Republican Party is a threat to democracy. Because once you are saying that, do you think the Republicans as a threat to democracy ought to be outlawed? Do you think the party ought to be destroyed, dismantled? I mean, generally, what we've had in American history, other than the brief nightmarish interlude of the Civil War, is the idea that political differences, okay, they can be extreme, they can be harsh, they can be important, but they aren't existential. And that idea of arguing about whether the Republicans are actually a threat to democracy, well, that came up on Morning Joe this morning on MSNBC with author Shadi Hamid and an MSNBC host named Mehdi Hassan. This was what the discussion sounded like. Clip 17.
Question back to you, Mehdi. What are you actually suggesting we do if Trump wins fair and square? Let's forget about any like foul play or anything like that. If he wins in 2024, what are you going to do? Are you going to respect that result?
Mehdi. I mean, I don't accept the premise of your question. If he wins in 2024, let's forget the foul play. How can I forget the foul play when the Republican Party is trying to change state legislature rules? Voting rules. Shadi, right now they are taking steps to make sure that the 2024 election is not a free and fair election. You keep
this is concerning,
pushing
Mehdi.
That
you're
away.
Not willing
you cannot
to,
both
you're not
sides
to accept that outcome then. That's concerning
to
me.
Hold on. I'm willing to accept an outcome of a free and fair election. Shadi, as of right now, do you believe the 2024 election will be a free and fair election if black people are denied the right to vote, if there is racist gerrymandering continues, if election workers are threatened with death?
Black people have been, the vote has been taken away from them?
It's the first you've heard that black voters are being disenfranchised in America.
This is exaggerated rhetoric that it's raising the existential stakes. And what I would like each of us to do
Okay, again, this is ridiculous, and thank you to Mehdi Hasan, who was making a plea for sanity, but it continued. Listen.
You're not willing to do that.
Do you not think our democracy is under threat? It's a very simple question. You think that election workers being harassed, trying to overturn elections, death threats to election officials, changing of voting laws, disenfranchisement of people in Florida, you think none of that is affecting the free and fair election in 2024? Seriously.
But the other side of it is that when you raise the specter of fascist threat,
Overturn democracy now. Please stop the both sides.
Okay, when you raise the specter of a fascist threat, it justifies taking extraordinary measures to suppress that threat. And that's why sometimes people like the idea of suppressing democracy in order to save it. We think that so much is at stake that we have to do anything it takes to prevent Trump or someone like him from winning in 2024. That can lead to overreach. I worry your rhetoric can lead us to do things we shouldn't do in a democratic context, and for us as liberals to go too far into demonizing our opponents and the other side. That is not sustainable in a democracy.
Boy, is he ever right. And bravo for at least taking that position. Look, it is right now, there are some people on the right who are saying, despite the fact that the Republicans are almost surely going to have a very good election and gain seats in both the House and, I think, gain control of the Senate. I think that's likely to happen. But even with that, you have people right now who are disregarding the electoral process. And I think that is dangerous and that is wrong. But to have people on the left looking ahead to the election of 2024 and saying we can't trust the election of 2024 and there's nothing we can do about it, basically, the reason, and this is part of what's in that idea of a calcified election system where nothing ever seems to get decided and everything seems to be a stalemate. Now Joe Biden is trying to scare people about government shutdowns. I hate government shutdowns. Don't want it. But basically, you use the system we have. You try to make it better if you possibly can. But the idea of suggesting that we're on the verge of a fascist takeover is paranoid and it's wrong. And it's profoundly irresponsible. It's toxic. And nothing good about it. We will be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Mortgage demand is falling to a level not seen in a quarter century. The drop is being driven by rates that are at a two-decade high. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying applications to buy a new home fell by 2% last week. However, applications to refinance a home loan were essentially unchanged. A rise in COVID infections, flu cases, and a new batch of RSV cases in kids has public health experts worried about a brutal winter.
Almost every hour of a 24-hour period, we're completely full and we cannot accept any other patient.
Dr. Charles Mullett is the chair of pediatrics at West Virginia University. That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. RSV is responsible for a majority of pediatric cases as it's a more common respiratory infection in young kids. USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just heard something during the break, which is such a perfect example of what I was just talking about. I almost want to thank MSNBC for providing it. They had a guest on who was extremely critical of the Republican Party for daring to talk about the issue of crime. And given the level of crime and the level of crime people are experiencing in New York. And this is why Lee Zeldin did very well in the debate last night. Because he talked about it with passion and didn't try to minimize it. And when people are being pushed down in front of subways and they're being assaulted on the streets because they happen to be Asian American, and they're being victims, yes, of anti-Semitism in the city in the world with the highest Jewish population. I mean, with all of that going on, how can you not talk about crime? But what the guest on MSNBC was saying, he's saying, when they talk about crime, they're not talking about crime. They're talking about race. This is the Southern strategy all over again. This is trying to, and again, it is ridiculous. And it is punishing, and it's wrong, because basically, if you judge a person or an opponent or somebody else in the political sphere saying, boy, are you misguided, boy, have you gotten that wrong, fine, you can have a conversation. and can try to persuade somebody. But when what you insist upon is assaulting the motivations of the other person. In other words, you can't give someone the benefit of the doubt even to say, okay, maybe it would be a justified thing to want to see crime decline, to want to see people more protected from random violence or wild vandalism or destruction of property. To suggest that there is something to that, that it is not necessarily racist in any way to want to have safer cities, isn't that a minimum requirement for productive political conversations? And again, you have to have some faith in this system that has blessed us, and it really has. If you look at American history and you compare the history of this country to any other country on earth, the level of favor and success and blessing that we have received in this country is so remarkable. And that's why the tremendous push on both sides to try to discredit and to undermine the functioning of America's economic system, political system, legal system, and more is so destructive. This was exposed, actually, I think, very effectively by John Stewart. And he had on the Attorney General, he's the outgoing Attorney General of Arizona, and a failed candidate for U.S. Senate. I actually kind of wish that he had won the campaign for the Senate nomination. I think he would be running well ahead. Blake Masters may still win, and I kind of hope that he does. But Mark Brnovich is the Attorney of General of Arizona, and he was on with John Stewart, and basically the new show that Stewart has, which is called The Problem with John Stewart. It's an Apple TV Plus show. And he was trying to get the Attorney General, the AG, to admit that Joe Biden was actually the legally elected president of the United States. It sounded like this. Listen, 16.
Right now we have about, I think, almost 20 criminal cases related to the 2020 election.
Out of 4 million votes.
Yeah, no, I'm talking in facts, John. But the reality is there are millions of people, not only in Arizona, but people throughout this country that think the election is stolen.
There's people that believe in angels, but that doesn't mean you launch an investigation that angels changed ballots. But a bit of a tautology. When you have a former president spreading rumors to his supporters, for instance, Trump can say 74,000 mail-in ballots received that were never mail, magically appearing ballots. 168,000 fraudulent ballots printed on illegal paper. 36,000 ballots illegally cast by non-citizens. Now, the truth is, none of that was real.
When it first came out, the Cyber Ninja said Joe Biden won Arizona. And then they got a lot of pushback, and then they started hedging and hawing. And then next thing you know, people were like, well, Brnovich needs to do something about it. And then it was like a hot mess.
But you've responded by doing things about it. You've said you're still investigating.
We've run a lot of the stuff to ground.
And when you get it to ground, will you come out and say, Donald J. Trump is wrong? The election in Arizona was fair, not stolen, and not fraudulent.
I've always been a straight shooter, and once all the facts and evidence are... John, come on, man!
Okay, then it continues. Listen.
You have found no evidence that the election in Arizona was fraudulent or stolen from Donald Trump.
Donald Trump lost Arizona, period. I've said that from the very beginning. There have been isolated incidences thus far that we've identified, and we are prosecuting.
Yes.
We still have some active investigations going on, but people can draw their own conclusions.
People cannot draw their own conclusions. That's the point of the law.
Yeah, it is.
The law is that you have facts and you have fiction.
Right.
The fact is the election in Arizona was well-run, not fraudulent, and not stolen from Donald Trump, according to even your investigation.
I have never said...
Why is it so hard to just say yes to that?
I guess because I've spent most of my career as a prosecutor, and we still have some ongoing cases.
So in your mind, you still feel like after all this, you're going to discover a concerted effort to steal the election from Donald Trump and that it was fraudulent. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So why can't you say the election in 2020 was not stolen or fraudulent?
I will tell you this. As I said,
this is blowing my mind.
Okay. It's one of those things where John Stewart was rough on Mark Brnovich, who's a pretty good guy, by the way, and is not an election denier. But it shows what kind of position you're in if you're somewhere in the middle between the extreme side that says, oh, my goodness, the election was completely fraudulent, or other people who say, don't even look at it. I mean, look, the fact is they did a lot of investigation in Arizona. They had the cyber ninjas in there in Maricopa County. And now in Arizona, there's this news, almost as thrilling as Al Gore's dreaming of space, and more exciting even than C-SPAN 3, now in Arizona, voters can watch ballot counting live streams. They can track county results. According to Arizona law, quote, for any statewide county or legislative election, the county recorder or officer in charge of elections shall provide for a live video recording of the custody of all ballots while the ballots are present in a tabulation room in the counting center. Okay. So, again, waste of taxpayer money. I'm not sure how much taxpayer money is involved, but obviously this is going to be a big, big hit on TV. And Joe Biden saying something about legroom that may be interpreted as racist? Really? We will get to that and more coming right up on the Medved Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's an increasingly intense effort by Joe Biden, by Kamala Harris. She's in Seattle today talking about school buses. No, really, electrified school buses. And she's going to be helping the vice president now that she's done securing the border, which was her job. She's going to be helping get those school buses rolling in Seattle. Isn't that great? Meanwhile, there are increasing efforts by the top Democrats in the country to desperately try to turn the election around. Charles C.W. Cook over at National Review says, it's too late, Democrats. And he writes about commentary in the Times where they report that Democratic candidates facing what increasingly looks like a reckoning in 2 weeks are struggling to find a closing message on the economy that acknowledges the deep uncertainty troubling the electorate while making the case that they and not the Republicans hold the solutions. No such message is available, writes C.W. Cook. It's too late. If President Biden had come into office last year and resolved to address the economy as it actually existed, he might have gotten away with a lot of what came next, but he didn't do that. Instead, he decided that the real issues facing the country were an inconvenience to his agenda, and he resolved to ignore them as a result. The result was 18 months of hand-waving. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen, but not much. It's going to happen, but not too long. It's actually fine. Coupled with a whole bunch of extraordinarily inappropriate policy measures that have made matters considerably worse. So utterly contemptuous have Biden and his party been toward inflation and its symptoms that as late as August of this year, they still thought it would be a good idea to name a bill that they had wanted for years, the Inflation Reduction Act, and hope that nobody noticed that inflation wasn't being reduced. Unsurprisingly, everybody noticed. And now, 2 weeks before the midterms, they want to pivot back to the economy and insist that they feel everyone's pain? Nah. The time for that has passed. This time, the pain is going to be theirs. I think that's a tough argument to answer. There's also the verdict that was just announced in the Daryl Brooks trial. It was day 18. The jury found Daryl Brooks. He was the guy who drove his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It's a terrible thing. He killed six people. This is what it sounded like when they announced his verdict. Listen, clip one.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Daryl E. Brooks, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide as charged in count one of the information. Dated this 26th day of October 2022, signed by the foreperson, juror number 11. If you find the defendant guilty of first-degree intentional homicide, answer the following question, yes or no. Did the defendant commit first-degree intentional homicide while using a dangerous weapon? Answer, yes. We, the jury, find the defendant, Daryl E. Brooks, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide as charged in count two of the information.
And they go on for all six counts. They all go on for all six counts, each of which, by the way, carries a mandatory life sentence. Brooks tried to represent himself in court and tried to convince the jurors that it wasn't his fault. There was a malfunction, mechanical malfunction on his SUV that forced him to run down all those people and injure scores of others. No, that isn't the case. Six different life sentences. Appropriate. Joe Biden made a comment this morning that, again, is almost as tough to figure out as some of the stuff that John Fetterman was talking about in his debate, but it had to do with charging fees on airplanes to get preferred seating with extra legroom. Is that a racist policy? Here's the president.
Some airlines, if you want six more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color. They benefit big corporations, not consumers.
Okay, how do they, I mean, how do they benefit people who are marginalized and people of color? Is he saying that people of color need more legroom, and that this has a profound effect for that reason? The real problem with President Biden right now, and the reason he is really in trouble in this election, is the problem of focus. Right now, inflation and the economy and a looming recession, this is the main concern of the great majority of American people, including you and me. And for Joe Biden to be talking about the fact that people charge more on operating an airline for getting 6 inches of extra leg room. What that means is that if you really need it, you can decide to pay for it or not. You can decide to be uncomfortable, but it gives you more choice. Or what is he suggesting? That somehow, you make it available first come, first serve? I mean, it's nonsense. And this is the kind of thing the public, should deal with. But the president's involvement? Bizarre. Something that is not bizarre, that is actually remarkable, there have been a series of movies under the headline Patterns of Evidence. There's a new one that I just saw and actually found it completely fascinating. It's a documentary featuring some of the leading biblical archaeologists in the world. Patterns of Evidence, Journey to Sinai. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An intrepid documentary filmmaker seeks out interviews with leading archaeologists, provides stunning Middle Eastern landscapes, and even some evocative recreations in seeking the location of the real Mount Sinai. The film, Patterns of Evidence, Journey to Sinai.
I'm Timothy Mahoney, an investigative filmmaker, and I'm looking for a pattern of evidence matching one of the most important events recorded in the Bible.
Even if you don't have a strong biblical background, this is a fascinating piece of filmmaking, which shows the ongoing disputes about the path that the ancient Israelites followed when they got out of Egypt. As this film allows, there are some scholars who believe the entire story has no realistic historical basis, but the film provides some considerable scientific background that makes its quest seem important, if not yet conclusive. Not officially rated, but 3 stars for Patterns of Evidence, Journey to Sinai. And on the Michael Medved show, it is just premiered on Fathom, and it is widely available on various digital platforms. We are coming up to tomorrow to the question of what is it that President Trump and President Biden have most in common? Now, that's a challenging question. Yuval Levin, who is a top conservative thinker and is with the American Enterprise Institute, says the main thing they have in common, they were both very weak presidents. And we'll talk with him about why that is the case. We'll also be speaking with top political writer Mark Leibovich, the author of the big bestseller, This Town, and other best-selling books. We'll talk with him about what this upcoming midterm election is likely to mean. If the result is, as most people now predict, there will be a Republican takeover of the House and probably of the Senate as well. There's also a new poll from Gallup that shows that optimism about the next generation, about how children and grandchildren will do compared to people today, is reaching an all-time low, and it has gone down particularly for one segment of the electorate. Who has lost optimism most? We will get to that tomorrow as well. And also talk about a report in Politico, in The Hill, that says that there are an increasing number of very prominent Republicans who are saying Trump will not, for either his choice or the people's choice, be the Republican nominee in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.